This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, I have to give a shout-out because I got my great friend Dave Phillip in San Antonio. He owns so many wonderful San Antonio radio stations that all broadcast War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and I certainly appreciate that at all times. Thank you, Dave. And I'm doing a shout-out for one of his buddies who's listening to the show right now, Ronnie Baker in Gonzales, Texas, God-fearing conservative that loves our country and loves President Trump. Thank you, Ronnie Baker in Gonzales, Texas. Thank you, Dave, who owns so many great stations down in the San Antonio area that all make a point of building around War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Really appreciate all of you. This is, in fact, the one and only Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. Great day today in Trump land. Terrible day around the world because, of course, we had that tragic event in New Zealand, and I do feel terrible about it, but it's a million miles away, and the guy's a nutcase, an absolute nutcase, and the media tried to paint it like he's a Trumper and a Trump nutcase. You know what he is? He's a communist. He believes in socialist Marxist philosophy, and when asked if he liked Trump, he said, oh, God, no, on one of his Facebook posts or Twitter posts. I'll get to that in a second. Had nothing to do with Trump, as usual. Is he a white extremist? Yeah, he's a white extremist slash mixed with a communist. The sponsor of this segment of the show, speaking of the opposite of communism and Marxism and socialism, is capitalism. And I am the capitalist evangelist, as you all know. And I'm here to introduce you to a special company that is now sponsoring the show. They've got a potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortem Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M, Fortem Resources. Publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortem's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. And his new baby is, in fact, Fortem. Fortem has 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortem also owns the rights to the City of Gold mining property. It's 180 square miles. You heard me right. Not 180 square acres, 180 square miles. That's just amazing. That's nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan. Fortem's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR. And you can check them out. Visit their website, FortemResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FortemResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Go check them out. Great American company. American and Canadian company. Let's talk about some of the big happenings in the news. First of all, Bernie Sanders gets 7 stitches on his head after running with a glass shower door. So you know what that means to me. He's been beaten up by the exact same people that beat up Harry Reid. Harry Reid had his face beaten to a pulp, and his claim was that he was working out in his bathroom with some sort of exercise equipment. Who works out at midnight? I think it was New Year's Eve, if I remember correctly, or right around New Year's week. And he's working out in his bathroom at 12 midnight, and the machine has cables, and they break loose and hit him in the face. Impossible, but awful strange story, and a lot of people thought he got beat up by someone in Las Vegas, some wise guys in Vegas, and now Bernie Sanders has kind of the same bruises on his face and gets 7 stitches on his head after he claims he ran into a glass shower door. Now, again, liberals will say, oh, Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist. No, Wayne Root is number one, smart, number two, asks lots of questions, number three, never takes it at face value because almost everybody on the left and everyone in government is a freaking pathetic liar. And number four, I think they're all corrupt and they're all bought off. So if you really annoy somebody, are you allowed to say Chris P-I-S-S on the air? All right, so I won't say it. All right. But if you really annoy someone and make them angry, I'll say that in a nice way, and go against what the payoff was, I think they tend to beat the crap out of you. So I think somebody's lying in these cases sometimes. But I'm not making a statement. I'm just asking a question and musing out loud. And I'm also a very funny and entertaining guy who makes sure my audience is entertained. And I tell you raw truth off the top of my head. And it's usually kind of funny what I say. It's kind of a wise-ass comment. So was Harry Reid beaten up by the mob? Or was Harry Reid working out in his home gym, which was in his bathroom, at 12 midnight New Year's week? I don't know. I have no idea. Seems like an incredibly implausible story to me. What was Bernie Sanders doing walking through a glass shower door? I don't know. He's got the same marks on his face as Harry Reid. I'm just coming. Just saying. 49 killed at mosques in New Zealand in one of the darkest days in the history of New Zealand, if not the darkest. Terrible thing. We all agree. Terrible, terrible thing. Gunned down by a white supremacist who hated immigrants. Terrible thing. Even worse, ISIS. Can you imagine? It doesn't get any worse than this. Muslims get murdered in your country. Terrible thing. Your country's saddened. Your country's embarrassed. Your country's in a day of mourning. And then you get blamed for it, even though you didn't do it. Some nutcase with mental illness did it. And ISIS blames you and says, we're coming to get revenge. We're coming to New Zealand to kill all of you. Revenge is coming. Accompanied by a picture of a rifle inscribed with white Arabic text on top of an ISIS flag, and the same threat was made on multiple accounts on Twitter aimed at New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Wow. So you have nothing to do with it. You know, tomorrow, Wayne Root is Jewish. Tomorrow, someone walks into a synagogue, kills a bunch of Jews, and then what, the state of Israel would say, we're coming to kill all of you in Las Vegas, including Wayne Root the Jew. Does that make any sense? No. Nobody in New Zealand wanted to kill the people in that room because they were Islamic. A nutcase did it. You're not going to get revenge against innocent people in New Zealand who had nothing to do with the nutcase. But, of course, that's what nutcases like ISIS do, terrorist nutcases. And then here's an article that says the shooter is a leftist communist sympathizer. The New Zealand shooter's manifesto reveals an ideology more in common with the left than mainstream propaganda may run with. 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant went on an anti-Muslim rampage targeting two mosques in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand. What has been dubbed a terrorist attack by authorities described as such by the shooter's manifesto has so far claimed the lives of 49 and wounded roughly the same number. He was arrested after targeting a second mosque. Additionally, three other people were arrested in connection with the shooting. Details of their involvement remain unclear. He announced his intent to attack the mosque on 8 Channel and then live-streamed 17 minutes of terror on Facebook. The footage quickly spread on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. His 74-page manifesto titled The Great Replacement rants on topics regarding mass immigration, low European fertility rates, and his explanation for committing the attacks. For the most part, he makes it clear the attack intends on adding fuel to the fire of division in the United States, accelerating the left's clampdown on Second Amendment rights. Digging deeper, the manifesto reveals a self-avowed eco-fascist with communist leanings that has more in common with Norway mass shooter Anders Breivik and fascist Oswald Mosley, while referring to Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof as an apparent means of continuing to troll the left into responding. Who knows? Media claims that the shooter supported Trump, but the manifesto says, dear God, no. Mainstream media only reporting half the shooter's Trump comment. Several media personalities, celebrities, and news outlets are reporting the New Zealand terrorist who killed 49 people at multiple mosques is a supporter of President Trump. Many are focusing on a portion of the manifesto from the shooter where he answers the question, were you or are you a supporter of Trump, by saying, as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, sure. As a policymaker and leader, dear God, no. The first half is being widely reported, second half totally ignored. Hilarious. And then they show all the liberals on Twitter tweeting out that the guy was on the side of Trump. Not true. Lie. And then here's UK Daily Mail. Trump's a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. New Zealand gunman sick manifesto reveals he supported the president and wanted to spark a civil war in the U.S. by massacring dozens. See? They only reported on the very first half of a sentence. That's what's so funny. It's the same sentence where he says, no, oh God, no, not a supporter of Trump. They leave that out. That's what the media does time and time again. Unbelievable. Rush Limbaugh floats a false flag theory and said the New Zealand shooter is a leftist who may have staged the attack to frame conservatives. He says Trump, he says the guy, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, is actually a leftist who writes the manifesto and then goes out and performs the deed purposely to smear his political enemies. You can't immediately discount this, Limbaugh says. The left is insane. They are crazy. Tarrant was in Pakistan 5 minutes ago, 5 months ago. And he said he spent 2 years planning for Thursday's massacre, posted a lengthy manifesto, declared his desire to exploit racial, cultural, and political divisions in the United States. Well, by the way, the first thing I'd ask is, if you want to make a big splash in the United States, why are you killing people in New Zealand? Thank God he didn't come here, but killing people in New Zealand, half a world away, no one in America knows anything about New Zealand, no one in America has ever been to New Zealand, no one knows who the president of New Zealand is, never heard of him in my life, prime minister, never heard of him, don't know anything about New Zealand politics, why would you do it there? In his laundry list of motivations, the shooter spends the most amount of time discussing his goal, which he believes will ultimately lead to a fracturing of the U.S. along cultural and racial lines. With enough pressure, the left wing within the United States will seek to abolish the Second Amendment, and the right wing within the U.S. will see this as an attack on their very freedom and liberty. He expresses both white supremacist sentiments while also describing himself as a socialist and an eco-fascist, declaring his support for environmentalism, workers' rights, and responsible markets. He goes on to describe Antifa, communists, and Marxists as anti-white scum. He identifies black conservative Candace Owens as the person that has influenced me above all. And told viewers in a video subscribed to PewDiePie, a comedian and video game streamer, was come under fire for racially divisive bits. Wow. I mean, the guy's out of his mind. It sounds like he goes from one end of the spectrum to the other and he's mentally ill. And yet the media reports it only as white nationalism and white extremism, and he's a Trump fan. BS. Not true. He's a socialist and eco-terrorist. Okay. And then socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez weighs in on the shooting to bash anyone who goes to church and people of faith. Wait till you get back. I'll tell you about that. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Ellery, War Now, the sponsor of this segment of the show is my great friend Ron Corey and his book, Tenacity. We're giving away a book again today. Every day, the phones ring off the hook every time I give away a book, so that tells me how much you enjoy the topic. The book, Tenacity. And by the way, almost, listen, the calls come unbelievable volume from Las Vegas because this book is about, you know, a real Vegas character and a Vegas tough guy who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. So I think Vegas people, you know, just go, wow, I got to hear about this. But I think whether you live in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, or you live in Peoria, Illinois, or you live in Columbus, Ohio, it doesn't matter. If you live in New London, Connecticut, if you live in Oklahoma City or San Antonio, it doesn't matter. Or as I think they say down there, San Antone, it doesn't matter. You got to love a book about a guy who beat the mob, beat the dirty cops, beat the corrupt politicians, and also avoided 50 years in prison when the city tried to frame him. I mean, the guy's amazing. Also beat stage 4 cancer. If you're a businessman or woman, this guy, or you want to be, this guy is the greatest example in the world, Ron Corey. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn his book into a movie. And this story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is the voice of Tenacity in audiobook. Michael Madsen, of course, the one of the stars of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Wild, excuse me, and Kill Bill. Really famous character actor, plays violent parts, and he is the voice of Tenacity because he fell in love with Ron Corey's story. You will too. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey. As a book, an ebook, or a Kindle, that's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his website. You can either get it at Amazon or visit Ron's website, RonCoreyAuthor.com, RonCorey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. Get Tenacity today. Now we're going to give away a copy of the book, and we'll give it to the sixth caller. The sixth caller gets a copy of the book, Tenacity. Right now, give us a call. Sixth caller gets it, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Sixth caller from anywhere in the United States gets a free copy of the book, Tenacity, by Ron Corey. Go to Amazon and grab a copy today. All right. Here's how Trump's going to fund the wall, by the way. Here it is. Contingency fund tapped to cover the border wall. President Trump's bid to finance the military mission along the U.S. southern border rests in a special off-the-books Pentagon account set aside to finance for ongoing combat operations, but one that critics compare to an unregulated slush fund the administration is exploiting to circumvent federal spending caps. The record $165 billion request in Trump's just-released 2020 budget for the Defense Department's Overseas Contingency Operations Fund, and specifically the $3.6 billion set aside in that fund for Trump's highly touted border wall, you should call that the Wing Root Contingency Fund, has roiled congressional Democrats and budget hawks on Capitol Hill. The $165 billion request on top of the Defense Department's baseline request of $545 billion, which along with billions more for defense and non-Pentagon accounts, amounts to a total administrative request of $750 billion for defense in 1 year. Some $3.6 billion for the border wall is included in a $9 billion emergency funding request embedded into the larger $165 billion wartime funding proposal for the next fiscal year. Critics say the contingency fund was intended to cover unexpected war-fighting bills the Pentagon, not as a way to hide predictable spending items the White House does not want to include in the regular budget. Oh, yeah, nobody's ever done that before, right? Of course not. Never. Obama didn't waste billions and billions. Everything he ever wanted, he stuck into a bill, the Obamacare bill, taking care of all his friends, bribing everybody. Don't forget, what was that thing called? I can't remember the name. You know where Obama just said, we got to increase spending and build infrastructure and stuff like that. It was in his first year, the economy was imploding, or maybe it was the second year, the economy was imploding, and he had a special bill, and it was supposed to have $800 billion in it. And it was going to be for shovel-ready construction, and there was no shovel-ready construction. He even joked about the fact that there was never any shovel-ready construction, and the $800 billion turned into, I believe, $3 trillion by the time he was done. And all it was giveaways and gifts to Democrat friends and to unions and to government employee unions and everybody that was on the Obama bandwagon. So Trump is doing something everybody else does, and they hate him for it. Of course they do. Everything Trump does is the same thing every other politician does, and they only hate him and mention it when he does it. And here's what Ocasio said. At first I thought of saying, imagine being told your house of faith isn't safe anymore. But I couldn't say imagine because of Charleston and Pittsburgh and Sutherland Springs. What good are your thoughts and prayers when they won't even keep the pews safe? What good are your thoughts and prayers? They don't even keep the pews safe. Meanwhile, New Zealand has among the strictest gun laws in the entire country. And Michelle Malkin said, right on cue, blasting innocent people for praying about innocent people of faith murdered by a faithless evildoer. All right, we'll be right back. Crazy world, right?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday.
To defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was.
Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. Great company. We love Tangible. They've been very, very good to me. What's that saying? They've been very, very, very good to me. We love Tangible. I call them a company with golden credibility. Golden credibility. They have got the golden ticket, and they have got golden credibility. Thank you, Tangible Investments, for everything you've done for this show. I've known them for about 15 years. And Silvano DeGeneva was on yesterday as a guest. He's the CEO. I've known him for 15 years. The company's been around 35 years. They've done over $2 billion worth of transactions, which in and of itself is awful. Impressive thing. $2 billion worth of transactions. And Silvano's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He wants to prove to you, after you deal with Tangible Investments, after, you know, with his company, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a single thing. All you have to do is find out if you qualify for it, and you get it without buying anything. Call them at 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars of transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Over 2 billion transactions, over 35 years in business. Golden credibility. Discount gold, silver, and precious metals from Tangible Investments. All right, my guest is here, Brian Claypool, an attorney and civil rights litigator, frequent Fox News guest, frequent guest here at the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio. He was at the October 1st Vegas shooting, represents about 75 survivors, and I want to talk to him about a whole different topic away from the Vegas shooting, but I'll get a quick update on that as well. But this college admission scandal, which, by the way, Brian, involves my son, Hudson Root, who was cheated out of his space at USC, probably the single best student in the state of Nevada, an automatic, should have been an automatic for USC, probably could have gotten in Harvard or any great college in America, and instead he gets rejected by USC, and now we find out there's billionaires who bribed and cheated their kids way in and grabbed Hudson's spot. So I think there's a massive lawsuit for the taking here. And you may be the guy I have represent me and Hudson in this lawsuit. What do you think?
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me back. Yeah, I mean, this is really deplorable what happened, especially with your son and a lot of students nationwide. The story about your son reminds me just real quick about, you know, hard work and you know, I was fighting my way to get into, Penn State undergraduate, and then, I didn't have grades good enough to get into Villanova Law School, so I had to fight and take a year off and go work on Capitol Hill for a congressman to try to build up my resume, kept writing letters to Villanova, put on the wait list, kept, you know, grinding the grind, man. That's what we're all about in our society, and that's what your son did, that's what I did. And what happened, to rewarding, you know, kids like your son and others who really, you know, fight hard to get in and get a higher education. So let's talk a little bit about what this case would be about. You know, the fact of the matter is, if your son was qualified to get into, you know, a USC or another, you know, school like Harvard, Yale, I mean, the amount of money that on average that a graduate, earns from a school like USC, or another university who is engaged in this scandal is going to be quite a bit more than other universities. And that's what that's what this lawsuit is going to be about. What would your son earn over the span of 30, 40 years versus, you know, what he's likely to earn, you know, going to a university with less stature? And I know on the face of it, that sounds kind of speculative, but it's not. I've litigated cases for over 25 years, and it's called future lost earnings. Okay, this isn't about a case that's filed yesterday for, well, let's pay back all these kids their admissions fees. I don't know if you heard about that one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this isn't about getting an admission fee back. This is about 40 years of impaired earning capacity,
right,
that your son and other kids have earned. And let me tell you, that is going to be in the millions, And this is not speculative because we hire expert witnesses, people who are called economists, vocational rehabilitation experts, who speak to that issue. There's empirical data that says, here's what you make with a degree on average from this university over the span of X number of years versus this university X number of years. You subtract the two, multiply that by how many years? 30, 40 years. And it's colossal, dude.
Yeah, and don't forget, you know, this is not a lawsuit, in my opinion, against just USC or whatever college it is that you think your kid got cheated out of. And I could point to specifically and directly, in Hudson's case, to USC. But also, this is a lawsuit against the rich families that cheated people like my son with their bribery and their hiring of other people to take their kids' exams. My son took his SAT and ACT exams and scored among the top in the nation, and yet people like a Lori McLaughlin, Hollywood star, and Felicity Huffman, Hollywood star, and this gal who was on the cover of the UK Daily Mail today, who I never heard of before, but evidently she's a big-time youth influencer named Buckingham. Her son, she paid $50,000 to a guy to take his ACT exam for him, and guess where that kid is right now, Brian Claypool? USC in his freshman year, where my son should be. So all of these rich individuals who lied and cheated and paid other people to take the exams and made believe their kids were athletes, guess what they are involved in? They committed fraud directly against my son, and their kids took his place when they didn't deserve it. Their kids didn't win the National Merit Presidential Scholarship that 6,000 children in America out of 3 million each year that are trying to get into college. 6,000 of the top kids in America, the only ones who ever win it. And they had to ask my son Hudson, you know, you're applying to 20 colleges. Which is the one you want to apply the scholarship to and you cannot change your mind? There's only one choice, and he picked USC because he's been loving USC since the day he was a little kid. It's been his goal from the first day. So I think the damages are tremendous when you see a kid whose whole life was aimed at USC and wins the presidential scholarship, and USC advertises to all the kids in America, we want the kids who win the presidential scholarship. We'll give you half off your tuition for all 4 years if you win the presidential scholarship. And guess what? 8 years ago, my daughter won the presidential scholarship, and USC accepted her and offered her half off her tuition for 4 years. Now, 8 years later, my son wins it, and they say, sorry, we're rejecting you, and they took all these rich kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way I look at it is I think that the universities like USC and others are more culpable than the parents. I get what you're saying about the parents, the sense of entitlement, especially out here. I'm in la la land out here in Hollywood, as we speak. And you know, I obviously it's deplorable what they did, but a lot of these folks live in a world of entitlement. And it gets back to that grind we talked about, right? Your kids, your daughter, your son, man, they put in the hours, man, much like you've done with your career. And how I've hustled. I came from a small town of 1,000 people in western Pennsylvania with, you know, one pair of pants and one pair of shoes. My nickname,
I love it.
Dude, my nickname in high school was Boots because I had one pair of high level shoes that go up half your ankle.
I know. So, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So where are those days, man? Why aren't we being rewarded for that? So I,
right.
But I look at it more. These universities, and let me tell you something. It's the tip of the iceberg, especially with some of these scams with some of these phantom athletes getting into these universities. I mean, what's happened to oversight? Like athletic directors, presidents of universities who should be responsible for overseeing the fraud that's going on. How do you let kids in that aren't even athletes and give them scholarships and not even pay attention to that? I mean, I think this is just going to be the tip of the iceberg. I think there are probably a lot of other of these nefarious companies that this guy Singer had that were spawned up over the last decade or so that we're going to find out, you know, more about, and there's going to be more culpability.
Oh, this has gone on. Hey, Brian Claypool, this has gone on since the beginning of all time. This is a tiny tip of the iceberg. Even Alan Dershowitz of Harvard said he thinks it involves Harvard, and he thinks it's a tiny tip of the iceberg. This is just one guy that got caught. I'm sure there's tons of organizations that help you bribe your way into college. When I was a kid, okay, I was just like you. I was the son of a butcher. My father had a bloodstained white apron, and I somehow graduated, you know, stumbled into graduating number one valedictorian in my school, got accepted at Columbia University, talked my way in, had a great admissions meeting and said, you know, you guys have nothing but lawyers and doctors' kids and politicians and judges, and I'm a son of a butcher. I even made that up then. That was when I first made up SOB. I said, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. You don't let kids like me in. If you let me in, you will never be sorry. I will make you proud. And they let me in. And when I got to that college, Brian Claypool, every kid I met was the most rich, privileged kid you've ever met in your life. And they all, the result of that is they all had white guilt. And they hated people with money. They hated their own moms and dads. They all were bragging about how they were communists and they wanted to take America down. It was the most liberal school in America. Everybody hated America and everybody hated capitalism, but they were all rich. You ever notice that? It's the most incredible thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, no, I think it's crazy, and I think what your lawsuit for your son, if you pursue that, and others if they do it, I think what it will do that will be really important to our society is create transparency. And by that I mean, by filing such a lawsuit, you're going to be able to engage in discovery, right, and try to find out more about what you know, about the ratification, for example, of other administrators to bring about the change we need, number one. And then number two, maybe we're going to find out more through these cases about other organizations like this Singer, this fake company. You know, maybe we'll find out more. So, and that's what just real quick too on the Vegas case. You know,
listen, Brian, we got to run. It's got to be about performance, man. It's got to be about substance. It's got to be the best kid gets in, not the richest kid, or not a kid because he's black. It could be everyone, black or white. Whoever's the best should get in. Brian Claypool, great lawyer. Thanks for coming on, Brian.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get $1 off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
War now. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Coming up next, Newsmax TV. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Synagenics. They've been great to me, and if you watch me on Newsmax TV, you know I've looked great because of Synagenics, so thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Founded in 1997, Synagenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. I call it anti-aging. They call it defying aging. Proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. And they made Wayne Root great again. They'll make you great again, too. Call them up. Not only is the call free, but on top of that, you get a free no-obligation consultation. Find out what it's about. Find out whether it works for you. It sure worked for Wayne Root. It's my fountain of youth. I think it'll work for you, too. Call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States. Or sign up for your free no-obligation consultation online. Synagenics.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You know, there was that big hit the other day. The first hit since, I think it was 1985 when John Gotti hit Castellano. And this is the first one in all those years. So it was 85 to 95, 2005, 2015. It's been 34 years since there was a major hit of a organized crime family in New York. And there was just another big one in Long Island the other day. And they're eyeing John Gotti's brother as the one who might have orchestrated it all. Again, this is alleged, might have, we don't know. But the Gottis are back in town, the New York Post says, and the bloodshed could just be beginning. Police are taking a serious look at whether Gambino crime family boss Francesco Frankie Boy Cali was whacked in an internal war for control with one of John Gotti's brothers and a key associate fresh out of prison and possibly looking to seize power. While the motive for Wednesday's hit on Cali outside of Staten Island home remains under investigation, cops are probing whether it was part of a brewing American versus Sicilian power struggle with Gene Gotti looking to claw back control for the red, white, and blue faction. Go, America! From the syndicate from Cali, the son of Sicilians with close ties to his homeland. So Cali was Sicilian-American, and these guys are just Italian-American from America. And there may be an all-out war based on that little difference in organized crime figures. Gene Gotti, 72 years old, released from federal prison September 2018 after 29 years behind bars for heroin dealing. Wow! 29 years behind bars. He was 43 years old when he went into prison, 72 when he gets out, and I guess he wants some revenge, man. Wow. A month earlier, Gotti associate John Carneglia was released from the slammer after serving time for the same rap. Carneglia was reputedly the one who fatally shot then-Gambino boss Paul Castellano when a team of gunmen ambushed him outside Spark's Steakhouse. I remember that like it was yesterday in Midtown in 1985 on the order of Gene's older brother, John Gotti. And investigators say there are real similarities between this week's rub out, which saw a gunman open fire on Cali outside his Staten Island home, and Castellano's slaying. Wow. I'll tell you what, the Castellano slaying was just the biggest news in New York in 1985. It was huge. It was huge. And this one was pretty huge, too. This one was in front of the guy's family in his house. You don't usually see that. The other guy was shot in front of a steakhouse. And they made sure to do it right in front of his house. And from what I understood, they rammed his car in the driveway, and he came running out to see what the hell's going on, and they shot him like six times and then ran over him with a pickup truck. Whew, what a way to go. That's sure making sure the guy is dead as a doornail, right? Anyway, I've always been fascinated by the mob and grew up around the mob, grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood in New York, knew plenty of people who were connected or claimed to be connected or a combination of the two. I know. The Godfather. As a matter of fact, my dog Pacino is named after the great Al Pacino, who played the lead part in The Godfather. Al Pacino and I gave a couple speeches together in Los Angeles in front of big crowds, and I named my dog after him. John Cusack, speaking of Hollywood people, Al Pacino, I don't know how he stands on politics, probably another nutty liberal, but I never talk politics with him. But John Cusack is absolutely a nutty liberal. He's got a perfect name. Because this guy is a lying, fraudulent, vicious sack of liberal crap. John Cusack, sack of it. Democracy doesn't survive unless Trump rots in prison. He says, F-U-C, you know what, that pathological liar and criminal. He wrote in response to a tweet from GQ correspondent Giulio Afo claiming the Christchurch mosque gunman in New Zealand was inspired by Donald Trump and conservative activist Candace Owens. You ever hear such garbage in your life? Liars! They base everything on a lie and then they start to believe it. John Cusack then suggested democracy in the USA would only survive if Trump serves time in jail, but never specified for what crime he should be prosecuted. Do you put people away for being a conservative now, John? The only way democracy survives him is if he rots in prison, the actor wrote. Let's get on with it. He's a well-established anti-Trump activist. Last year participated in a sit-in protest outside U.S. Customs and Border Protection headquarters in D.C. in opposition to the administration's policies against illegal immigration and what he described at the time as Trump the fascist putting kids in effing cages. He's a lowlife. He says, you are a disgrace. Look that word up. It means something. Learn your history. Grow some spine, Catholics. Grow some spine, clergy. There is no supporting MAGA that can be rationalized. You're a loser. Another actor loser. Never did anything in his life. He'd be pumping gas if he didn't have a part in a movie. John Cusack. Sack of you-know-what.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.